It's spring. Starts 9:30 a.m. Thursday. Weebull's 74th anniversary sale. Thursday, Weebull's.
Wrigley's Spearmint Gum presents The Howard Miller Show. Now, here with music on records is Howard Miller.
Thank you very much, Joe Foss, and you're looking none the worse for wear after what I hope was a wonderful weekend for you, as I hope it was for all of our listeners for CBS all across the country. Our listeners who every day join us, we presume, and at the same time, I hope they join us in enjoying Wrigley Spearmint Chewing Gum, always a delightful treat. Well, today in our studios, we have Eddie Howard, prominent young band leader who for a long while has been recognized as one of the top vocalists in the country and also one of the top musicians. So you'll hear the story of Eddie Howard from the man who can tell it best, Eddie Howard, and also his newest Mercury record. Right after we listen to a very pretty one done by Bonnie Guitar, a little girl singer from the country and western field, who on a Dot record has made what I think is a real hit song. Strangely enough, the same label, Dot, has covered their effort by assigning the material to Gail Storm, and she has the same record. It'll be out in a few days. So here is Bonnie Guitar with a pretty thing called Dark Moon.
Dark Moon, away up high up in the sky, oh tell me why you've lost your splendor. Dark moon, what is the cause your light withdraws? Is it cause I've lost my love? Mortal, of love's perfect scheme, but they don't realize that love will sometimes bring a dark moon. Away up high up in the sky, oh tell me why you've lost your splendor. Dark moon, what is the cause your life withdraws? Is it because I've lost my love?
A pretty new record and a swell song called Dark Moon, and done by Bonnie Guitar. The other day in the mail, I received just a delightful communication from out in a town called Campbell, California. And a lady was very pleasant in the way that she approached us. She said, "Dear Mr. Miller, I've been enjoying your morning show for Wrigley Spearmint for many months now, and I certainly like the interviews and the records and all the talk. But more than anything else, I also like your gum product. We buy several packs at a time. You see, my husband is a square dance caller. As our hobby, he often uses a stick of gum to relax with, before or during a dance when he calls it, also to soothe a tired, dry throat. Well, now, you know, that's about what we've been saying for a long while about Wrigley Spearmint, that it does just exactly those things for you. It keeps you relaxed when you're a little bit tense and distraught, and certainly it always keeps your mouth and throat moist, and that's why we think it's always a good product for you to enjoy, because it never spoils your appetite. It is always refreshing. So why don't you plan to not necessarily call square dances, but at least do like the gentleman does. Between the quadrilles, he enjoys, you will too. Well, Eddie Howard is our guest today. We've been wanting to talk to Eddie on the show for a long while, but we thought we'd wait until he's got it. Eddie, in the years past, you've had a lot of big hits. Would you suppose, as a band leader, that it's just as important, let's say, Circa 1957, just as important now in this year to have hits as it was when you were...
Well, I believe it's very important, Howard, to keep that record going, especially if you're on the road the way we are the majority of the year. You've got to have that welcome mat out in every market.
Well, now, this means, then, that you had to be a very flexible musician, because certainly music styles have changed since your beginning in the business those 10 years ago.
Yes, it has, Howard. It's changed a lot. In fact, we've been through a lot of trends in music, and naturally we have to change our library continually. Right.
Does that mean throwing out the old ones, or have you kept them in the book, and for certain age groups you'll play the old ones, and new groups you'll play the new ones?
Yes, I have a definite catalog for different parties.
Now, Eddie, of all these trends that you have gone through, lived through, which one would you say was the most attractive to you as a musician and as a vocalist?
Well, I like the trend around 1946, 47, 48, when it was a big ballad market. I naturally enjoy doing ballads and writing ballads. And I enjoyed those years the most, I believe, when there was a sweet market, so to speak.
Why is that? Do you feel that your stylings, your temperament, your talent lends itself better to the sweet music than the rock and roll?
That's right. I believe so. The people have connected me with a sweet song, and naturally I enjoyed doing that the most, and that's the thing that I came to the front as far as the public was concerned. Well, on songs like My Last Goodbye and Careless and To Each His Own.
It leads me to think, Eddie, that it's songs and music like that that gives people longevity, because while you're still a young man in the business, or a young man chronologically, you're an old man in the business because you've been up there for a great number of years. And I just wonder whether or not the rock and roll artists of today will find the same longevity that you have enjoyed in these 10 years, because they are being introduced to the public with a scatterbrained type of melody.
Well, that's hard to answer, Howard. I hope they are. I hope they enjoy a long run as I've had. I don't know whether that'll happen or not.
Well, this music hasn't really discovered bands, has it? This new music trend. The big bands of today, your band and the other big bands of today, are bands that were discovered in the sweet era.
That's true. There haven't been too many new bands come to the front in the past years. Because it's been strictly a record market, as we all know, and I think the individual artist has had the far advantage in the market, because especially the vocalist and the different sounds.
Yes.
Which it has to happen. I think we have to have a change of style of music. Now we're going into calypso area.
Mm-hmm.
Era. I just did a calypso on the back. Flip side of my latest record. It was a little song that I picked up in the Bahama Islands some years ago. I spent a few years down there in Nassau, off and on, and I think the record company should pick up more of the legitimate calypsos, not the ones that are written here in
commercial
the States.
That are
commercial.
I have said that in my newspaper column. I have said it repeatedly on the air, that the fastest way, I think, to ruin this very pretty calypso trend is to make commercial calypso, which is... too much of a compromise with what is really folk music, isn't it?
Because that's very true.
Calypso is folk music.
That's very true. Mary Ann is the only one that really everybody comes back humming, or has for years. The song that I did is their Frankie and Johnny in the Bahamas. It's called Delia's Gone One
Delia's
More
Gone,
Round.
Yes.
It's been played for years. Nobody picked it up. And I did a side on it. It It's really a cute song. It's sort of a morbid thought, but it is a cute song.
Delia's Gone.
And well, of course, it was a tongue-in-cheek thing.
Eddie, I've always thought, and I would like to have a confirmation from you, because you're an expert musician, that the reason that big bands aren't being discovered with the current trend of music is because no longer does the current trend require organization and musicianship as much as it requires someone taking off on a hot lick of a tenor sax or a trumpet or some other instrument, where in the old days, you had to blend together the sounds of a great many instruments in the big band days.
That's right. In a ballad song, you have to treat it entirely different. Rock and roll, all you need is a good beat and a rhythm section and a baritone.
Uh-huh.
And
a drummer that comes in afterwards.
A drummer that comes in afterwards and a vocalist. Yeah. I mean, you've got it made.
Yeah.
Economically, it's much cheaper.
Sure it is.
Doing it this way.
Yeah. But I like the way you're doing it, Eddie, and I know that you're just about on the verge of leaving for a well-deserved vacation down in Arizona, a real paradise for winter vacationers. I want to wish you the very best of luck and have a wonderful trip down there and hurry back to the home part of Chicago.
Thank you, Howard. It's awfully nice being with you.
Now, before you walk out of the studio, just hold on a minute, because we've got to play this new fine Mercury record of yours. It's a new Eddie Howard etching on Mercury. It's available in your record stores now across the country, called Love Me a Little Bit.
I'm going.
Why don't you love me, love me, love me just a little bit? You know I love you, love you, love you so much. Now I've been saving all my love and got a lot of it. And I would spend each hugging kiss for just the thrill of your touch. So honey, love me, love me, love me just a little bit. And I will be forever at your beck and call. I'm gonna tell Mama and Pappy that we'll be so happy, happy if you'll only love me just a little bit. Why don't you love me, love me, love me just a little bit? You know I love you, love you, love you so much. Now I've been saving all my love and got a lot of it. And I would spend each hug and kiss for just the thrill of your touch. So honey, love me, love me, love me just a little bit. And I will be forever at your beck and call. I'm gonna tell Mama and Pappy that we'll be so happy, happy if you'll only love me just a little bit. So honey, love me, love me, love me just a little bit. And I will be forever at your beck and call. I'm gonna tell Mama and Pappy that we'll be so happy, happy if you'll only love me just a little bit. If you'll only love me just a little bit. Oh, come on and love me just a little bit, about that much.
Oh, come on and love me just a little bit.
That's Eddie Howard with a fine new Mercury record called Love Me a Little Bit. Well, it's always a swell treat for us to be in the same room with Eddie, because he's a boy who has brought to the music business not only tremendous songs as a writer, and this is one of the latest tunes that he's turned out on the scored sheet, but also as a conductor. And I know that the contribution that Eddie Howard has made to the record business and to the American scene of music is going to live for a long, long time. So thanks very much to Eddie Howard. Now, let me just make one suggestion. When you go out shopping today, Mama, this being Monday, chances are you got the wash in the backyard if the weather is conducive to such things, or maybe in the basement, sort of drying out. Now, this afternoon, when you get all dressed up and start doing the grocery shopping for the family, why don't you add Wrigley Spearmint Chewing Gum to the list of the good products that you want to buy? It's really a delightful treat to have in the evening at home after dinner. Right after the dessert course, you give the kids and Papa, everybody, enjoy Wrigley Spearmint. You know, it's good for you because it keeps your teeth clean and attractive always and bright, and it always keeps your breath sweet, your mouth moist. So if you want always the good thrill of Wrigley Spearmint, you make certain that you always have it in your household by getting it today. Now, we'll be seeing you all this week with some very interesting guest interviews that we have lined up. For instance, Julie London is flying into Chicago. She'll be here this week. We'll let Joe Foss tell you about that, and I'll just remind you, as always, to get Wrigley Spearmint. This is Howard Miller. We'll see you tomorrow. All right, Joe Foss.
You've just heard The Howard Miller Show with music on records brought to you from Chicago by Wrigley's Spearmint Gum. Be sure and join Howard again tomorrow at this same time when his guest will be Dick Hames on the CBS Radio Network.
WBBM Chicago.
Creamy cream pie and pie.